Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Pekudei. Today we're going to start with the Divrei Torah first. There is a beautiful idea brought down in the Or HaChaim that explains how much the Mishkan was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. We know that that Rashi brings down that idea and that Sforno says so much that but for the Chet HaEgel there would not have been a Mishkan. But here, this gives a little bit of an explanation of the connection in between the two. So he says, he quotes the pasuk at the beginning of the parsha, Elu Pekudeya Mishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus. So what's the Edus? So he says, what is the, not only that, but he says, there is a remez in the word Ela, these. So he says, he brings a chazal that says, if you bring, do, chavilos of averos, do chavilos shel mitzvos, chavilos groups. So you need to be metaking, you need to fix what had happened. So here, Klal Yisrael did an avera. They said, Ela Elokecha Yisrael. And they said, it says Elohecha, it should say Elohecha. Zeba Ela. So he says here, the Ela is to bring a kapara for the other Ela. So it says there, edus. It was an edus that was a kapara. You'll see everything has a parallel, right? They ask for an Elohim, Asher Yelchu Lifneihem, a God that walks in front of them. And here, they made a place for Hashem to be proximal, closer to them. They built a mizbeach and brought olos. Here they made a mizbeach to bring olos to God and shlomim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There they gave zevachim. Here they gave, pardon me, there they gave their money. They gave the gold for the egel. Here they gave the gold and the silver and all of their precious things to Hashem. They took off their nezamim and here the jewelry. And here they gave all of the precious things as well, as it says in Parshas Vayakel. They made leaders to make sure that it would happen. And here, Bezalel gave everybody a job. So that's the Ela. Ela is a lot of things were used to bring forth a kapara. The next idea I want to share is a beautiful medrash that I came across. It has, it doesn't necessarily have a connection, too much of a connection to the Parsha, in that, but I saw this idea and I was so touched by it. I had to share it with you. So this concept of Rosha Chashuv Kames. So it says, why? It's a Medrash Tanchum at the end of Parshas Vezos HaBracha. It says, Rasha b'chayev choshev kames. There, mipnei sheroach hamazorachas, they see the sun rise, the enum of orach yotzer or. They don't say a bracha like we do in the Birkas Kriya Shema Shokas. They see it said, v'enum of orach ma'ariv aravim. They don't say, like Mariv, ocha v'shosa, they eat and drink, v'enum of orach alea. This is life. So he says, this medrash explains the concept. He says, look, what is living? Living is seeing, feeling, and connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is just just a show. Next one. A beautiful idea that's brought down in the Kuzari. The Kuzari discusses how people are seeking connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, even people you don't expect, people who are Ovid Avodah Zarah, people bringing their child to Molech, people doing all kinds of strange, deviant, and antisocial practices. And he says, if you take a quick look at Parshas Pekudei, you will see how many times does it say Kashir Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kashir Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, Kashir Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And he says that Kedusha only happens and connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu only happens when we follow the directions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go take a look at his beautiful words there. Next I have for you on that very same idea is from the Altar of Kelm. The Altar of Kelm takes that very same verbiage and explains it a different way. He says that when people have a strong desire, he quotes Omeitz Halevov, it's a big yesod with all matters of Shemayim and the goof. It's really this idea that it goes both ways. When people are lazy, when people are trying to make excuses, it's a giant downer. And when people are excited, and if he's lahavus, and just say, I'm going to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them often siyata dishmaya. So he says, the people who did malacha, they didn't learn the malacha. They just said, I'm going to do it. Right? They were avarim in Mitzrayim. And with all of that, because they just wanted to build a bias for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they said, we can do it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it work. That's why Moshe looks at them and says, oh, the Yar Moshe, the Hine Asu Kashir Tziva Hashem is Moshe. What does it mean that behold, is he surprised? Yeah, he's surprised, because it shows that despite the fact that they had absolutely no skills beforehand, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them such great siyata dishmaya from this koach that that they were able to just get up and produce. We're going a little bit out of order today, but that's okay. Let's bring our kashas here. First is right at the beginning, Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. This is Edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater on the Chet of the Egel. But the problem is in Kisisa, we see in Lamed Gimel Yad Aleph, it says, Ba'asara B'tishrei Nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael B'simchu Uvelev Sholim. So there, and then Moshe says, and then he says to Moshe, Salachti Kidvarecha. So if so, why is it that we need any additional edus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been Mevater? Next is I have one more. So about the miraculous Hakama of the Mishkan. It sounds, strangely enough, it sounds based on the Medrash that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to miraculously lift up the Mishkan was that it was heavy. If you look in Lamed Tes Lamed Gimel, it says Vayuvi as a Mishkan to Moshe. Rashi says Shelo Yecholim LeHakimo, and why is that? It sounds and it looks like it was done because it was heavy. And if it was because the Mishkan was too heavy, why is it that they just didn't get together more people to try to lift it? That's the question. Next, a couple of stories. There is a very famous story about the Beis HaLevi that somebody came to go visit him after a long time, after they hadn't seen each other. And the Beis HaLevi asked, well, you know, what are you doing? And the Talmud says, Baruch Hashem, here's how I'm getting my parnasa, I have a family. And then the Beis HaLevi said, so what do you do? And he said, well, maybe Rebbe didn't hear. He goes back and tells the same story again. He tells my children are great, and, you know, here's where I live. And then the Beis HaLevi asks one more time, he says, hey, what are you doing? And the Talmud says, look, I feel like I've already told Rebbe, you know, all these things. Basically, if he says, no, I didn't ask you what you are. I asked you what you are doing, meaning what's your avoda. If you are really were listening, that's what you would answer. But HaKadosh Baruch, you're telling me all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you, your parnasa, your health, and your family. All that was from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Next story. There's a story told by Rebbe Eliezer Twerk about Rav Reuven Hachtster. So he apparently was trying to understand something he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky a question. He, you know, he was kind of trying to say, you know, how do you know if a person's got Yiras Shamayim? So Rav Kanievsky answered simply. He said, you look at his face well and you'll see. But Rav Hechtzer wasn't really satisfied, so he went to Rav Steinman. So we asked him the same question. How do you know if somebody has Yiras Shamayim? And the response was, really? You look at them and you see, you look at their face, you can see. So he went back, and he went back to the yeshiva, and he couldn't figure out this issue. It wasn't clear to him. So one of the bacharim went to the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Arya Finkel, and he put the question in front of him. He said, "Look, how do you know if somebody has Yiras Shamayim?" And the response was, "You look at his face, because it says Bavur." And he said, Yiras Shamayim can see it on other people's face. And now he finally understood. He said, now I understand it. To be able to see something, you have to know what it is from your personal experience. When you know Yiras Shamayim, you can see Yiras Shamayim. When you don't know Yiras Shamayim, it's very hard for you to identify it. The next is a story that happened to Rav Yechiel Yaakovson, that actually happened to him personally when he was a young boy. When he was going to Talmud Torah in the afternoon, he would see Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I guess he was going outside Kol Torah, and he would see him waiting for, I guess, his travel plans to his next destination, and people would come and they would ask him questions and they would talk to him. So obviously he, as a child, was very, very jealous, and he wanted to ask a shayla. And one day, all of a sudden, it just kind of came into fruition. He can't really figure out how he managed to put himself right in front of the good old door. But that's what he did, and he said, I have a shayla. So Rav Shlomo Zalman bent down a little bit and smiled that wonderful, warm smile that everybody sees in the pictures, said, yes, my child, what's your shayla? And the problem was he didn't have a shayla. He just kind of started without one. And he racked his brain for a minute. And he said, wait a minute. This is the hardest thing I've got. I'll just go for it. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mizaka Klal Yisrael. And he gave us Torah Mitzvos. So if he wants to do good for us, why is it that giving us extra work, which is just making it harder, why is that a zechus and not the other way where he would take away some of the mitzvos? So the Gadol Dor looks back at him and smiles and said, you've asked a very, very good question, but let me start with this. Let's start with the beginning of your day. Let's say you're a goy, or you're just not observant, or whatever it is, and you get up and you put on your shoes. You're clearly going to put on your shoes one shoe at a time, right? And then you're going to tie your shoes one shoe at a time, right? You're not going to put 2 feet in all at once and so on and so forth. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu has given you halachos that when you do this, every time you do it, every element of minutia that you do is going to turn into a mitzvah. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is making a zechus. He is taking the life that you're already leading and giving you an opportunity to turn that into a mitzvah and into Kedusha. And that's the story with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. One extra thing, since we have another 45 seconds, is there was a Mesha Chochma that I neglected to mention that I found very beautiful. And that's the Avnei Zikaron. Says Rav Meir Simcha, what's the Zikaron? It's that Klal Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, is supposed to remember that their names are written on the Ephod. And then they would be ashamed to do anything except for their best performance. And that's the idea, that their heart would be so davuk to Kadosh Baruch Hu that they would remember their milas, that they are going to be able to carry that kavod and carry it well. Have a wonderful Shabbos.